The Neshaminy Cooperative is the local electric utility for the Dillingham area, and the electricity is produced by diesel-powered generators. At last Thursday night's annual meeting, the members of the cooperative received an update from CEO Mike Megley. He confirmed that plans to develop a local hydroelectric project have been shelved. He referenced a feasibility study that was started in 2008 and completed earlier this year.
And these results showed that Lake Elba was unfeasible in just about every scenario that we studied, citing too little energy produced for too short a time with a very high cost to build. And with every fresh look at changing this equation, the project fell short of being viable. The Grant Lake project fared much better, but better than Elba in these studies, with more energy production at a lower cost, but in the end suffered the same fate as Lake Elba.
Both Grant Lake and Lake Elba are in the Wood-Tikchik State Park. The park's charter prohibits hydroelectric projects, but the Grant Lake and Lake Elba project proposals predate the creation of the park, and the projects were grandfathered into the charter. However, the feasibility study resulted in a decision by the board of directors to not pursue licensing or further studies of the projects. Megley says the co-op has also not had luck finding an acceptable wind energy project.
But in the end, that would raise the price of the kilowatt significantly, and a large rate increase was undesirable, and we were just not going to go there. So we're still looking at wind as a potential energy source. It's a matter of finding the right wind source location with the lowest cost to the connecting to the grid and trying to size the right turbines. Things have changed considerably over the years, and we will continue to see these changes, and it's reasonable to think that the right fit will be found eventually.
The inability to find a renewable energy project means the Neshaminy Cooperative will continue to rely on diesel-powered generators to create electricity for the Dillingham area. However, it's expected the staff and the board of the co-op will continue to explore the options for bringing a renewable energy project online. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.